Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
Hi, this is Tom Throssell for Community Comment. This week I had the honor of officiating a wedding for Caleb and Taylor. Caleb is a friend and co-worker, and Taylor is now part of the family. The wedding was held outside on a farm, and it felt so good to be outside and gather together again. As the groom and I stood at the front while the parents and the wedding party slowly walked down the aisle, it brought back memories for me of my own wedding, 28 years and one day before Caleb and Taylor's wedding. I stood in front of my family and friends and promised to love Janine for richer, for poorer, sickness and in health, for better or for worse, till death do us part. Honestly, we have had all of the above. Especially during our college years, we had lots and lots of the for poorer part. And as we get older, it seems that the in sickness part comes more frequently. But I have no regrets of pushing through the for worse parts and making more of the for better parts. Probably some of the best advice for people about to get married is to invest in your marriage and make more for better memories. But no matter how difficult it gets, we promise till death do us part, and that's what we plan to do. I love the emphasis at weddings of from this day forward. It basically says that we as a couple will focus on the future and not hold on to the past failures and mistakes. It reminds me of the Bible verse that says, "The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning." What a refreshing feeling to wake up each morning knowing that I have a fresh start to each day. As Caleb and I stood there and the music changed, Taylor walked around the corner, and I sure hope the photographer got a picture of the huge grin on both of their faces. Their smiles said it all that day. They didn't seem nervous, just excited about this journey that they were beginning together. I did share one bit of advice with Taylor and Caleb that was given to me on my wedding day. After the best man and maid of honor had given their toasts, an older gentleman stood to his feet and raised his glass. Everyone fell silent to hear his words of wisdom, and he matter-of-factly said, "Tom, treat your wife like a thoroughbred, and she'll never be an old nag." Great advice for all of us. Treat others well. Kind of sounds like something Jesus commanded us to do. Love one another. Well, happy Friday, everybody. And don't forget to love one another. This is Tom Throssell for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.